I just want to speak for a few minutes on this, and we're going to do some missionaries. Yeah, I was going through our missionary letters today, Diana and I. I was going through some of them. You know, we support a lot of widows. Thank God we do. And see, when our, like for instance, we supported Brother Bob Hayes, and he died 10 years ago or so over in missionary Africa. We never quit supporting Mrs. Hayes. We supported Dr. Jim Delaschmidt. He died 5 or 6, maybe 7 years ago. Time goes. We've never quit supporting Karen, his wife. Brother McKinney and just McKeever. Linda McKeever, we support her. We got Margaret Stringer. We support her. And Bonnie Wilson. My lands, the Wilsons, were in Mexico for about 40 years. And Ray died a few years back. And see, when I take on a missionary, I take on a missionary and his wife. They're a team. And just when our missionary dies, I don't leave the lady. We stay with him. We stay with him. And I was reading, let me read to you 1 Thessalonians 5, and then I'll say a few words about Mrs. Delaschmidt. Boy, I miss Jim Delaschmidt. How many remember Dr. Jim? You never got to hear him, did you?
I don't think so.
He's an evangelist. I was an encourager. And he could sing and he could preach, and the guy was just dynamic. When I first moved here, this church was hurting so bad. You know, I brought Jimmy in 3 times within about a year and a half. We had Jimmy Delaschmidt here about 3 times, and that's unheard of. But he did so much to help our church, and he was a good friend of mine. He was a pitcher. He was a little fellow like me. I don't think he's as heavy as I was, but he's about the same thing. We had a lot of fun. We'd go out and eat, and we'd get stuff with all the gravy and the mashed potatoes, and he'd order a Diet Coke to tell the lady, well, he's on a diet, so. He'd have to drink Diet Coke, but and all the other junk, we didn't matter, I guess. But I was reading the letters today, and I was thinking about our widows. By the way, how many widows here just even tonight? We have a lot of widows in our church. If you're a widow, would you stand? All the widows in our church, would you stand? The widows in our church. And widow, but Eddie's, let's give them a great hand, would you? Let's give them a great hand. God bless you. And God bless you, Stella, and God bless you, Lou, and Sonia and Sue. God bless each one. You may be seated. God bless you. Yes, ma'am.
Yesterday would have been my 53rd wedding
anniversary. Oh, wow. God bless you. Let's give her another hand. Amen. You know, look at 1 Timothy 5, verses 1 through 3. 1 Timothy 5, 1 through 3. What did I tell you? That whoever told you that was wrong. There's two Riches here tonight. Can I blame you, Rich? No, I'm not kidding. Just kidding. That's the first mistake I made in the last 5 minutes. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 through 3. The Bible says, rebuke not an elder. Don't be sassing back to your elders. Don't people older than you. Listen up. And by the way, this goes for young preacher boys, and you ought to listen to the old men with the silver hair that's been in the ministries for 25 and 30 years old. Sometimes they can teach you something. We don't know it all. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of things that the older man knows that the younger guy doesn't. And you ought to listen to the old man once in a while. It just might help you. Amen? We're not perfect, but we've been through the fires a little bit. And the reason the old man don't make this mistake is the young man, he's already made it when he was young. That's why I can warn these young kids like Joshie and them. Oh, there'll be a day. Now let me, I love your son. Sometimes Because young kids think they know more than the old man. But by the way, have they no problem with Joshua yet?
You will.
Yeah. But he's come close a couple times. I've given him grace. He's only 22 years old. And there's no doubt going to be a day that preacher going to say, get in here, Lunker. I'm going to talk to you. And I'm beyond grabbing, hitting people anymore. I'm getting a little too old for that. Used to, when I was younger, I used to grab people, but I don't do that no more. Aren't you glad I'm getting older? I am too. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the youngers as sisters. We call sister, brother, and sister, with all purity. Look at verse 3. Honor widows that are widows indeed. Listen, I make a big fuss over our widows in this church. I'll tell you, we took good care of our little Mary. And I'm glad our church did take good care of our little Mary. Carl, I never met, hardly ever met any little Mary's family until Mary died. And boy, when I met them at the funeral, they had nothing but praise for our church. They said, oh, we heard about how your church and how you and Rosie always were there taking care of Mary. We heard every time she needed, you were right there for her, preacher. For the furnace, for the roof, anything she needed, you were right there. I said, she was a widow of our church. Her nephew, Charles, he said, you're the most biblical church I've seen on widows. He said, see, I make a fuss over our widows. I say, man, we're going to be there for them. Amen? And we need to love our widows and watch over them and make sure they are provided what they need. And that's really one of, not the priority, but it's one of the priorities of the church, is to watch over the fatherless and the widows. And I want to say I'm proud of you, Bethel. I think you do a good job. Many times you'll see preacher like... a lot of times you'll see me bring cakes out on some of the widows' birthdays and the widowers' birthdays, or on special days I'll give the widows something, like maybe a gift from the church or the widowers. And you say, why do you do it? Because we're supposed to honor them. Amen? And so that's why I do those things. And I know our church had a tremendous testimony with little Mary. I was going through these letters, and I read Karen Delaschmidt. Of course, we were best friends with Dr. Jim. Dr. Jim and Karen, Rosie and I, we did a lot of things. Matter of fact, I was with Dr. Jim right before he died. We drove up to Chicago. Of course, I went to see Dr. Hiles. It was a special. Then after that, we went to be with Dr. Jim. I remember the last time being with Dr. Jim. We went and ate in Chicago in a place called Luigi's. It's Italian. Of course, it's Italian. Where else would you want to go? Well, that's the nice and stuff. And I remember Dr. Jim, and I remember hugging him and telling him, I love you, Doc. And we both knew that would be the last time I would see him till heaven. And it wasn't but about a month or so after that, Karen called and said, Jim went to be with the Lord. And Jim knew it the night I was there, Brother Dale, he knew it. We both knew it. He could barely stand up. And he still tried to kick around, laugh and joke. And I said, Jimmy, I sure love you. And I miss Dr. Jim. If you ever get some of his singing tapes, I'll tell you, how many got some of Jim Delishman's singing tapes? Boy, Roger's made a ton of those. You ought to get some from Roger Whitaker, Sr. You could travel miles, and he's got such a pleasant voice. I know there'd be two tapes I'd want for sure, Jim Delaschmidt and Deborah. I'd want to have some of those tapes, and also the tapes of Sue. He's made some tapes up of all our singers in our church. They used to be floating around here. I've got some. I don't know if you got them, but some of the singers of our church. This church got a lot of great singers. Amen. And I like listening to music. I really do. And music can just put you in a different attitude, in a different mood, and It helps you travel the miles, and so you ought to consider those things. But Karen, I just want to share this with you. I'm not going to share all. I'll just share this one with you. But we have about 5 or 6 widows that we support, and she just said, "Pastor Skyver in church, it's been an exciting holiday. I praise the Lord I'm here." That sounds like Karen. She had to put it in a nutshell, she had a heart attack, and she had open heart surgery. In October, I had a catheterization, which proved that I had more than some blockage. My cardiologist was even shocked at the extent of blockage I had. I had 5 arteries blocked 100%. 1 at 90 and 1 at 80, 1 at 70 and 1 at 60. The good news was my heart had no damage. The doctor told my daughter and son-in-law that my heart was in good shape. Thank the Lord for that, but my arteries were a nasty mess. So she had a big surgery. I had a quintuplet heart bypass, and she said, "I'm healing up good." And I like this. "There are many answers to prayer in my situation. Huge praise. My surgery was covered by Medicare. If something like this happened, what a blessing God allowed the timing to be when it was. If I had the surgery just 20 days earlier with the terrible insurance, I would have been responsible for 50% of the entire hospital. So by waiting 20 days, God worked it out." And so anyways, you pray for Karen Della Schmidt, and she's a special lady, and we just as one of our missionaries, and we just keep supporting her, and keep you pray for her. You think about her. Pray for all of them. Alrighty, thank God for our widows. Amen. And I just wanted to share a few things with you.